Hi guys, John Bishop here with John Bishop Fine Art. Welcome back to the podcast. Glad you're here today. Been working really hard, still trying to get ready for the Comet Palooza, which is coming to Houston this next month. Starting next month is here, isn't it? So that's coming up very, very soon. I still have a lot of work to do to get things ready. I've got the skateboards. I've got some fine art prints that I'm doing, maybe a couple of pieces that are abstract, but mostly representational, kind of these cartoon heads and characters, things like that, because I think that will be more of interest to that particular audience, the people who are into anime and manga and the kind of cosplay and superheroes, comic books, those kinds of things. And so hopefully these will be a little more interesting to that clientele. So that's coming up, looking forward to that, and is a big deal. I've also been awaiting some medical procedures that I need to have. I don't think it's anything particularly serious, but it is an operation that I have to have, and man, it's taking forever to get that organized. The specialist talks to my doctor, and then they get things mixed up with the insurance, and so I'm still waiting for that date. So I believe that will happen next month, finally. And hopefully that'll go well and won't be anything out of the ordinary going on there. So that has been eating up a lot of my time as well. We were hoping to go to Romania in the end of May and into June to go to the second annual MOBU Festival, the Bucharest Art Festival. International Art Festival. It's the second one they've had, and that would be wonderful to go, and we'd be very excited to do that. But man, the airline tickets have doubled. So we're watching them every day, but at this point, I think, you know, chances of us finding a cheap enough ticket, I mean, they've doubled in price. So I mean, for us, two of us to go to Romania was almost $5,000, which is crazy. Should be a couple of $1,000, maybe three, on a bad day. So we'll see what happens, but it probably is unlikely that we will be going to Romania this year, this summer, I should say, which is bad because we're still in the process of launching all the new things with Aripa Arte, our new nonprofit that is designed to help Romanian artists, and to be able to go to that art fair and meet artists and gallery owners and people who are in the art world there in Bucharest would be incredibly helpful. But I just don't think it's going to happen this summer. But we are still reaching out. We are now collaborating with the Shemtovich Benowitz Gallery in Bucharest. They have their own foundation that is called Art Movements, and Aripa has donated money toward a prize they give. This is the second year they're giving it for drawing. The idea is that for many visual artists, drawing is central to their art practice, and so the idea is to reward that and encourage people to continue to draw as part of their art practice. And so we, because of the funds we were able to raise during our gala celebration in March, we were able to give a donation to the Art Movements Foundation there in Bucharest to help them in their prize money for those artists who are drawing and entering their competition. So that's exciting. We're also working on getting some coursework planned and a curriculum developed for online art classes that will be available to Romanian artists, but also to any artists for a pay. It'll be a very inexpensive, but there'll be a pay option for people who are not Romanians. The Romanian artists will get in free as a way to help develop their their careers and give them some of the knowledge base maybe they need for business aspects of running an art business. So that's exciting as well, and that's taking up a lot of our time. So we've been busy. It's a busy time of year. We're just about to launch a new group show at the Silver Street Studios, and I'm on the exhibition committee, so I'm helping coordinate that. So we're going to have that show starting first bit of May, and then we have a big juried show, the first time we've done a juried show with an outside juror, for the end of the summer, and that should be a big deal as well. Who knows, I might not get into that one, but I am into the next one. I was also honored to be included in the IAA, the International Association of Artists, or Association of Art, for their Earth Day celebration. There was a competition, a group show, and I got into that group show. It's only an online show, but it's featured on their website, so I'm excited to be a part of that. You know, just one more thing on the old resume, on the CV. So, like I say, it's a busy time of the year, but hard to keep my head down and keep my mind on getting this artwork finished. But you know, that's part of the game, right? That's our job. That's our business. When you look at what it takes to run an art business, it's very, very hard for me to know to what extent are we like every other business and I need to make sound business decisions, and in what ways are we different. Obviously, everybody's a little bit different. I spent a lot of time in libraries in my career and in schools, and each of those entities, you say, okay, there is a business, you have to run these things well. But no, we're not IBM. You know, we're a public entity, or we are a private library, but we don't function the way normal businesses necessarily function, even though there are a lot of commonalities in business practices that we need to adhere to. The same is true, of course, of art. And I read something today that really I found very interesting. It basically said that as an artist, you need to have a sound business plan and be willing to sacrifice it when needed. And I thought that was really, really interesting, because yes, you need to be very deliberate and strategic in the way you approach your art business, but at the same time, you have to be flexible enough to respond when things happen. And you can't just miss opportunities because it's not planned. That would be a mistake. So, at least in my art business, that resonated with me. So it's a challenging time. Very, very excited about what's going on in our careers. We have been working with a PR specialist, Harold Nichols, who has been helping us, Nickel. And Harold has been trying to help us get our heads around what it takes to get press, to get some PR, because nobody knows who we are, even though we try to be very active in the community. You know, we do as much as we can. And I think we have lacked a lot of strategy there as well. We've just kind of bounced along. Bogdan has been very fortunate to have some of his artwork picked up by a new hotel in town, the Thompson Hotel. And there is a component of that hotel, or in that hotel is a new restaurant, coffee shop, Maven, which will also have a presence where we have our studios at Silver Street Studios. And so they're looking for some support and in social media marketing. And Bogdan is actually going to help out with that. So that contact with him selling his art to the owner of the hotel has kind of opened a door for us to do some social media work with them. So we're doing that tomorrow. Should be exciting. And Yeah, just a lot of work going on, planning, getting things organized, trying to stay up to date. We're finally getting our taxes sent in. I just got an email today. We have an extension, but I'd like for them to get done. We're very excited that we actually made a profit this year, which has not always been true since COVID. So hopefully that cloud has passed, and that'll be meaning clear skies for us in the future. So very delighted. So yeah, I mean, the topic that I think is most on my mind right now is the preparation of the kind of curriculum development for Arepa Arte, and the idea that the creation of coursework, knowing what to teach and how to prioritize what to teach. I mean, I know what has been important for us as business people. I'm not sure that's true for everyone. I'm not sure we are, you know, we're certainly no experts. We're doing okay, we're making a living. We could do better and would love to do better. So there is that component as well. But the idea of creating a curriculum from scratch for teaching artists how to incorporate good sound business strategies into their art careers is very daunting. It is exciting. I mean, I love doing that. I mean, I worked in education for many years, and so curriculum development has always been, and strategic planning have always been really important to me. But as I go through and try and put together lists of what I think is important and how we would have, well, we haven't even gotten to how we would teach it. We're just trying to get the ideas down as to what the content would look like. So that has been really exciting, and stay tuned, because that should be very interesting. We did this book as part of a PR campaign to try and get people to leave us their emails on my website, the Art Collecting from an Artist Point of View. And that was in collaboration or in cooperation with having Rosa Ana Orlando come in January and speak to a group of our collectors. Then we launched this book, which is being given away as a free download. If you want it, go to johnbishopfineart.com and download it. All I ask is for your email. And but that writing that book was a very, very, I don't know, illuminating procedure. I mean, you know, to go through all of those things that we think are important from collecting art, because we do collect art as well. We're not big spenders because we don't have money, but we do have an art collection, and we do take it seriously. But to go through that with the professional kind of perspective that Rosa and Orlando brought to us, to take that and turn that into our own expression, our own point of view of what it means to collect art, was a really, really, you know, transformative kind of experience for us. And I think creating this curriculum will be the same. I'm not saying we'll get it all right, and there's so many things out there already. The problem is a lot of those things, they're very, very shallow, and we don't want to be shallow. I don't know, maybe we won't be able to pull that off, but I think it's really, really important, because I have experienced this as an artist, that the content that I'm given is either one, current and meaningful, it's not just gloss, you know, just very superficial knowledge that everybody knows or can get easily, or two, that it is specific enough to an art career, that it's not, you know, based on some other kind of business, that then you have to do all these kinds of transliterations as to what it would look like in an art business. And I think three is that whole thing about imposter syndrome. You know, who am I to tell anyone what they should know or not know. And so I think the real approach we want to take with this curriculum is to say, hey, here are some really important topics. Here is what we think about them. Here are some other people you could go and look at and some things you could go and read and come up with your own solutions. And to open up the door for a kind of a community to form around these conversations. Because if you're just going to spout information to me that is not topical, then you're kind of wasting my time and money. Again, we're not looking to make money. We're a nonprofit organization, but we can charge for these because it is part of our core mission. And then, of course, any money we make goes back into the program goals and mission of the nonprofit. So, yeah, it's a little scary because I keep thinking, who the heck do you think you are that you can speak to others? But at the same time, I've been doing it. You know, we've been doing this since 2015. It was really amazing because before we even, you know, for a year prior, we just planned and planned and planned and did all kinds of SWOT analyses and looked at revenue streams and long-term goals and marketing plans to make sure that we were doing the right thing and that we knew what we were doing. I think it's so funny because we did all that work, and I think all of that work was good work, and yet almost none of it was applicable when we actually took the deep dive and jumped into the pool feet first and gave up the day jobs. So I think that is part of the process. So I'm not particularly challenged by the notion that we may not get it all right. We won't. And anybody who is expecting that from us, then we need to make very, very clear from the onset that our goal is not to have every answer for every problem and to be your guru, but rather we are here to facilitate a kind of a group process, an ability for a group of people to get together and learn and grow and share. And to me, that would be more valuable in the long run anyway. So that's where we are. I'm going to probably wrap up here because I've got still a lot to do tonight before I sleep. Have a great week. I will talk to you very soon. Thanks so much. Bye now.